having the real experiences beyond being called a Christian, you must understand how to function there. Christ is a place. So God wants a church that is in charge of the earth before he returns. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. He says, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. The day you got born again, you changed nationality. Yet you were sent as an officer. You were sent as an occupational troop to bring the government of that heavenly kingdom to build on the earth.
Started, okay. The giving has started, so you can save the number and start giving. God is sending you money for the outpouring. You say, Pastor, why did you say that? The Bible says, God gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. God does not just supply bread, he gives seed. Meaning, every time there's a decision to sow, God gives seed. He said, he gives seed to the sower. See that? God gives seed to the sower. Why does he give seed to the sower? He knows he has set a system of seed time and harvest on the earth. And anyone that can walk that system will prosper. So what does he do? He gives you seed so that you can multiply. Glory to God. It's a system he has set. He knows that without a man transacting that system, we call the economy of God the system of interaction and exchange. Remember? Very important. God gives seed to the sower. And he will give you seed to sow for the outpouring. Hallelujah. All right. Jump. It's time to fly. Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. Where did we stop in the first service? We said jumping is a harvest. So your seeds of service, seeds of words, of faith, is what yields the jumping. Hallelujah. And we also say that the harvest is not automatic, right? Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 4. We can continue from there. You can put it up. Ecclesiastes, you remember? Ecclesiastes chapter 4. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 4. He that observeth the wind shall not sow. He that regardeth clouds shall not reap. So we say taking a jump or taking a leap is a harvest. And when we say it's a harvest, it means two things. You cannot have a harvest without sowing seeds. So I mentioned in the first service that if the season of your life you are in right now, big opportunities are not coming to you yet, your heart is not engulfing things beyond your current level, it's time to keep sowing. Glory to God. It's time to keep offering your service. It's time to keep sowing words of faith. Glory to God forevermore. And that applies to career, ministry, family life, whatever dimension, academics, it means it's time to sow. It's time to keep loading the Bible says the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves. Very important. So God has this life to operate by seed time and harvest. There will always be intentionality in sowing of seed, and also always be intentionality in reaping the harvest. I'm going to say jump harvest will come to you. Your real harvest. I know some of you may get this thing next month or next year. May God help you. But if you get it in life, your harvest will come as opportunities to do big things you feel you are not qualified to do. But to be in your heart that this is your opportunity. Are you listening to me? You will look around, finance will be a limitation. You will look around, social capital will be a limitation. You will look around, who you know will be a limitation. That's in your head. But in your heart, you know that this is your opportunity. What I'm telling you is take the leap. Glory to God. take the, for that's your harvest. Listen, life happens in cycles of Kairos moments. Write it down. Life happens in cycles of Kairos moments. And this is why you must be someone that pays attention. A lot of people don't pay attention. A lot of people don't have focus. You cannot talk about jumping without focus. We'll get to that in this meeting. I mean, in this service. You must be someone who pays. You must get wide studies. In fact, part of the criticism for jumping is asking the right questions. For example, you ask, what people ask is this: what do I need to do? What do I need to do extra? Can I shock you? Most times, in seasons of jumping, he's not doing something more. He's not doing something extra. So the right question actually is this: what do I need to stop doing? That's the first correct question to ask. Where you want to, when you are tired of the status quo, you want to do significant things. What do I need to stop doing? What do I need to put down on? Very important. The second question is, what new way can I do this thing? Because to keep doing the same old thing and expect a different outcome is not really smart. Seasons of jumping would demand a lot of focus and adjustment in the way you do things. You are running an organization that brings you 50,000 every month. You want to scale it to 150. You will have to do things differently. Let me tell you a big misconception that people that do small things have and hope to do big things have. Can I tell you? They're thinking that bigger things are bigger versions of smaller things is a deception. Hey. You know, a guy is pastoring 50 people. He says, well, 500, 1,000 is just a bigger version of this 50. He's running a small company. Can I tell you something? They're different. The guy on the road that sells sachet water is selling water. Elim is selling water. Elim makes millions. The guy on the road makes thousands. Product is the same. Thinking is different. Approach is different. So it's really about what you're doing. Whatever your hands are doing right now, be scaled. That's the truth. So to think that, okay, it's, you know, I had to learn that. Listen, a big church is not a bigger version of a small church. They are two different organisms altogether. They are two different species. That means the way of thinking behind something big is different from the way of thinking behind something small. Very important. The structure, if I cannot show, research has shown that Jesus Christ, that every time an organization doubles in size, the complexity of running it multiplies, increases to power 12. So it doesn't increase by 2. You now see why people are stuck after a level of growth. So the guy's church grows from 50 to 100, he's stuck. Because the complexity around that doubling in size is times 12, it's not times 2. The same thing in an organization. Your income increases. Can I show you, can I teach you a native African wisdom? The Igbos understand that. This is why you come to an Igbo man's shop. He's doing the same thing at the same scale, but he's building a mansion. Why? He noticed that I put 500,000 into this business. He gives me 200,000 every month. Watch this. If I add the 200,000 and put 700,000, I don't have what it takes to manage it. It still gives me 200,000. So what does it do? Every month, he puts the 200,000 and puts him back 500,000. Because he knows he can't manage the complexity of putting in 1 per month. 200,000 every month accumulates. Are you listening? So it's just they're doing the same thing. Because he knows that, look, if instead of 500,000, if I put 2 million, it can go out of my hand. It takes to manage it. So he just accumulates that. He's just there doing the same thing. He's making... Did somebody get what I just said? So bigger things are not just bigger versions of smaller things. Never forget that. There's a way of thinking. There's an intelligence behind it. There's a mental framework behind it. Glory to God. Are we still together? Talking about jumping. He that observeth the wind shall not sow. He that observeth the cloud shall not reap. So the opportunity comes to you. You know it's yours. And then you jump. Remember also the first thing is adjusting your mental framework. The second is mastering kingdom systems. Write it down. Mastering kingdom systems. Mastering kingdom systems. In jump, mastering kingdom system. You see, put up Luke 16 verse 8. Just put that verse up for me. Mastering kingdom systems. This is very important. Many Christians are not masters of their own system. Let me take a popular example. An unbelieving politician is running for election. A believer is running for the same election. The unbeliever knows that it takes supernatural power to influence the will of people. The unbeliever knows. So he goes and meets a baba. He may be a nice guy. He has done many things for that town. But he knows he can't play this game in the natural. And playing the game in the supernatural is not just by wishing it. You have to be involved. Are you following me? Altars will have to speak for you. So he goes somewhere, they tell him what to do, and he's willing to do it. Listen, when Babalawos give instruction to people, they don't argue. Christians only argue when preachers give them instructions. When they tell them to bring humanity, they argue. No, they don't argue. It's only Christians that argue. When the pastor tells them, this is what we do, close your account. Their head is arguing. Wonder why they are... Let me tell you a reason why the systems of the world is occupied by unbelievers. Music, politics, media, finance. You know why? What I just told you. The unbelievers have mastered their systems. Believers have not mastered their systems. What did he say? And the Lord commended the unjust stewards. He said because he had done wisely. And he explained. He's not justifying being unjust. Hello? He explained it. Why did he was wise? He said, for the children of this world in their generation. Question, do they live it at time with believers, with the children of God? No. So generation is not saying in their time. No. He's saying in their systems. Oh, glory to God. In their system of operation. He said, the children of this world in their system are wiser than the children of light in their own system. Are you getting it now? He's saying the children of this world know how to work their system better than the children of God. The Baba will tell the politician, go and do this, go and do this, go and do this. He goes to do it. He goes back there. The person that everybody hates, he did not do anything in the last tenor. Then he comes, they are shouting. Let me tell you. You must think of spiritual undertone to everything. Don't just think people are idiots. People are under influence. People are under influence of forces bigger than them. Are you listening? They make your sacrifices. Sometimes human sacrifices. It's not news now. In Nigeria, people used to miss during election. Talk to me now. Why are you acting like I'm the only one who knows? Is that true? They know how to work their system. Go to Mr. B, Christian politician. Pastor, I'm going for House of Assembly. I'm going for governor. What does he do? He thinks that because he's a Christian, the thing should to him. There is the kingdom and there is the system. You can switch kingdom without switching systems. You understand? You are in the kingdom of light. but you don't know how to operate the system of light. Are you getting it now? And then he's visiting church. He said, pray for us. Pray. He thinks by the multiplicity of the men of God for him, he's going to win the election. Some of them don't even have spiritual fathers. They don't have people that have fed them over time. Glory to God. They just run. No. Those was properly raised know what to do. He comes, I want to come out for this. Pray for us, sir. We will pray for you now. Prayer is not hard. In Jesus' name, Lord, let your will be done. You pray political prayers. And then he said, pastors are praying for me. He does not have seed in the soil. He does not have sacrifices upon his altar. He does not understand the mystery. He does not understand the mystery of altars. He does not understand the mystery of sacrificial giving. And then he called them, bam. And he says, no, God is unfaithful. The children of this world. Am I blessing you this morning? The children of this world are wiser in their system than the children of God. They know how to walk the system. They understand it. Mastering God's system. Mastering kingdom system. The first thing is seed. Second thing is watering. The third thing is harvest. Write it down. I'll stay on that as kingdom system is concerned. Seed, watering, in bracket, rain making. Malakpaya. Rain making. You can make rain in this kingdom. We call it rain making. Then the harvest. You must master this thing to be someone that takes from time to time. Master, I've already said a lot about the during the first service, your seed of words of faith. I've said that already. Amen. Your material seed. You must master it. This is the way the kingdom operates. The second thing is watching. You see, one of these is I'll teach you 7 things to do after you have sown your seed. I'll teach you the Sunday service. Maybe during this giving for our pouring, maybe in October, I'll just create time on evangel. 7 things to do after you've sown your seed. A lot of people are bitter at God because they think they've been sowing seed and they are not seeing commensurate harvest. Praise God. There's such a thing as watering. Yeah. He said, Paul planted, Apollos watered. God caused it to grow. He said God gave the increase. The Greek word is oxano. It means to cause to grow. He said God caused it to grow. So there's the planting, there's the watering. And you water. Rain making. You water with prayers, praise, and rejoicing. You must understand this. Prayers, praise, and rejoicing. Mastering God's system. Prayer, praise, and rejoicing. Can you quickly put up book of chapter 9, verse 11 to 13? Amos chapter 9, verse 11 to 13. You see, you know, most times you go to verse 13 and read it, and that's wonderful. Verse 13 is a picture of speed and leaping. You know verse 13? He says, it shall come to pass in that day, see the Lord, the plowman shall overtake the reaper. Hey, the plowman shall overtake the reaper. The plowman shall overtake the reaper. Meaning somebody is reaping. Somebody is reaping. You are plowing. You know what it means to plow? You are making riches. He said something will shift you. You will overtake the reaper. That's leap. That's jumping. How could a plowman overtake the reaper? That's speed. The plowman shall overtake the reaper. That's speed. That's quantum leap. He just graduated. In fact, he's in final year. Suddenly, he's ahead of those who graduated 10 years ago. That's what he's saying. We call it the overtaker's anointing. That's what he's saying. Meaning it's not important who went first.
You remember Elijah and Ahab? Ahab went before him, but the hand of the Lord came upon him. He ran and overtook Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. There's such an anointing. He said, the plowman shall overtake the reaper. Now, why do we read this from scripture? So that you can have pictures. Many Christians don't think the way God thinks. That's where this gradual progress ideology came from. We have been limited by environment. So you think having two cars and having 200,000 as salary is arrival in prosperity. You are still a slave. Let me tell you what the king, one of the monarchs, are you listening to me? One of the monarchs of Dubai said something. He was talking to the terrorists. He said, go and drop your weapons. Drop your guns. He said, for the day of that kind of fight to propagate Islam has passed. He said, we are in the time of economic wars. He said, we will own them and then we will tell them what to do and they will do it. But that's true. That's the way we should be thinking. Because whoever owns the gold dictates what happens in the land. Did you get that? God's idea is quantum leap. God's idea is mega things. That's what we call the glorious suddenlies of God. That's what he's talking about here. And the treader of grapes, he that soweth seed. Ah! The mountain shall drop sweet wine. And all the hills shall melt. You know, we can read that. It's wonderful. You say amen. But see, most times when you read scriptures, study the context and look for what he's saying. Look for triggers to what you are seeing. Give me verse 11. The key to verse 14 is the restoration of the tabernacle of David. It's there. He says, in that day, I will raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen and close up the breaches thereof. I will raise up his ruins. I will build it as in the days of old. What is the tabernacle of David? It was a tabernacle of praise, intercession, and rejoicing. Are you here? That's the tabernacle of David. Meaning servicing the tabernacle. I say mastering kingdom system. Servicing and restoring in your own personal life now. The tabernacle of David is key to jumping and taking a leap. That's what they say. And it's part of mastering that kingdom system. Prayer is rain making. It's in James chapter 5 now. It's rain making. Malagabaya. Rain making. Listen, in fact, through prayer and word, you can receive ideas and wisdom and divine insight. That's what we call power for execution. Hey, listen, after idea has come, you need power for execution. Didn't you read, even in Acts 13, watch this. In Acts 13, they fasted and ministered to the Lord. The Holy Ghost said, separate unto me, Paul and Barnabas. After that, for them to leave, they still fasted and prayed. He said, after they have fasted and laid hands on them, they sent them forth. So there was a fasting that brought the instruction. There was a fasting for performance. Are you listening? Fasting and prayer to release them. So God will give you great ideas, great wisdom. Your opportunities will come to you. Prayer helps you release the power for performance. Listen, you begin to arrange the people. You know, I prophesied to someone some years ago. I said, people will invest in your business and forget. Some of you know the story. Somebody gave him 120 million naira. He has no asked for it till now. You did like you didn't hear what I said. 120 million naira can change your business forever. I don't care what you do. It's too much, right? We call it rain. We call it rain. Ula bagada lagabayas. I don't think I prophesied that kind of prophecy to anybody again after that. There are things that just come to. I don't think he wasn't conscious. I just said it. I don't think I've ever said it to anybody again. say people will put money here and forget it. Are you here? Rainmaking. In fact, one of the things that will help you when it's time, when the opportunity comes and you want to lead this prayer, it gives you courage of heart and gives you focus. Listen, oh, let me tell you, doing significant things in life takes focus. Never forget that. Glory to God. Praise, restoring the tabernacle of David. Praise, prayer, rejoicing. Prayer, praise, rejoicing is watering. That is how the kingdom of God operates, is run on the earth. That's what I'm saying. Prayer, praise, rejoicing. Prayer, praise. You must master it. Prayer, praise, rejoicing. You know when to shut down to pray. Just like when we have special meeting, a preacher has special meeting, he cannot be meandering around. Amen. How many times do you see me on Saturdays meandering around? Okay, or before special, you don't see me. Because it's important. I cannot just say, okay, I'm already anointed. Let me tell you this. You see, when you are not serious with life, there are levels you cannot cross. There are people, they have not done anything. They'll tell you preaching is freestyling. Are you joking? Do you serve food raw? You cook it. You already have the food. That time of preparation is cooking it. When was the last time you ate raw rice? So when a preacher is giving to you, based on what he already knows, he says, I know the word. And he's not having meeting-specific preparation. He's serving you raw food. Raw food. Raw food. But see, the process of preparation is cooking. It's cooking. Somebody said, no, I understand. Listen, especially those of you that are preachers or you have pulpit ministry here. Take the destiny of people seriously. Take it seriously. God watches your faithfulness. How did I get here? Just like when there are seasons, a preacher locks himself up. Consecration. Amen. Outpouring is coming. I know what it means to me. I know what it means. You are happy and rejoicing. I know what it means to me. I know what it means to me. You know, when I take that mic and I go up, I'm just on my own. You can just wish me well. You can be praying for me. Whatever happens, when I'm praying for that deaf guy, that dumb guy, you can just support me in prayer. I know I'm on my own. I just know I have to depend on the Spirit of God. Are you listening? So I know what it means. I know what it means. Why am I saying this? In the same way, you as a believer, you must know when is a special season to separate yourself. That's what I'm saying. You apply for grants. You didn't do anything significantly spiritually until the time came and passed. You dropped a proposal. Nothing. You want a shift. A new height is beckoning. You should have seasons of consecration. You should have seasons of watering, of praying, of praising, of dancing before the Lord, of restoring the tabernacle of David personally. Are you listening to me? Somebody gave you a promise, say, I want to invest $1 million in your business. Maybe you are just starting. You don't go to sleep. You sit on his head in your closet until he rests in your heart. If not, they can. Eh? Do you have any people who have promised me? I have not kept the promise. Even you. Am I saying the truth? Oh, hallelujah. Are you getting blessed? Master kingdom systems. Have seasons of consecration, seasons of separations, seasons to handle things spiritually. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? Oh, remember that Antifa story? It's a cry. He said, take that child, I need to pray. It just occurred to her. Take that child. I mean, you drop a proposal. You are in a startup HR company. And then you have the big names. Daisy Anderson, what do you call them? You have the big names. People that have, come on now, just the surface, Lord, it is done, cannot be enough. I'm the one telling you. Master kingdom systems. Master, you see, I will get me to the mountain. Oh, Shabaya. He says, I will get me to the mountain of myrrh and frankincense. He says, until the day breaks and the shadows flee. That's what to do. Master kingdom systems. Master how to make rain. Is that okay? You can make rain. You can say that thing is mine. And it doesn't stop at that talking. You know what to do afterwards. You press and press and press until it lands. And then you come and smile, it has entered. Ah, no, that thing has come on. We have done it. It's done. Glory to you. How do you think we do things? Lubagabalagavaya. It's done. You know, somebody told me, say, ah, the year I got married. Say, Pastor, I thought you were joking. No? You say you were going to get married this year. I mind you spent millions. How did you get? I thought it was actually a joke. I thought it was a joke. I said, seriously, you think I was joking? It will rest. You will come out and say it. That saying is different from the first saying. Glory to God. A new generation of people that can lay hold on things arising. Don't be a plastic Christian. Do you understand? Don't be shallow. Don't be surface. Easily giving up. People are giving up everywhere now ahead. Not here. Are you listening? Not here. You must have stamina. You must know how to keep your feet on the ground. If you're in Potiphar's house and it's as though things got worse, you got into prison. Believe that the connection you require to go to the palace was not in Potiphar's house. That's why you are here. And keep the faith. Now, is it not true? The social network that Joseph needed to be the prime minister, was he at Potiphar's house? He wasn't. He wasn't. Learn how to, you know, when you stamp your feet on the ground and you say, this thing, we are getting it done. You will get it done. You'll get it done. He said, surely the Lord God will help me. I will not be confounded. He said, therefore, have I set my face as a flint, and I know that I shall never be ashamed. I know. Malagabaya. I know. Mapetosa. I know. A dear man of God, you know, a young man came and said he wanted law. Some of you remember the story. They gave him theater arts. Go and listen to that message until faith comes. Stayed in a room, hours. Listen. He said, faith has come. He said, it's done. I change you to law. The next week, accreditation people came, team came to school. They went to theater arts. They said, if you don't have what it said, it's dissolved. Post people to different departments. They sent him to law. You know, these things are tangible. We can work them. We can work them. They are tangible. We can work them. Hallelujah. They are tangible. They can be worked. And it's not chance. It just comes out under power. In my preclinics, maybe 200 level, I did made a public statement. I said, I will never write any medical exam twice. I said, Jesus died once. I won't write anyone twice. Now, there's nothing wrong writing it twice. The way my program it was, I don't care, self. You understand? But I said it and I meant it. Pa, 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 I went through. Glory to God. You know, in final year, the Spirit of God propped in my heart. He said, go and pray. I'm serious. We're about to write medicine and surgery. He said, go and pray. There's trouble. Go and pray. I'll go there. There's this upper room to go and pray. I'll go there and pray in tongues. And pray in tongues. And declare I'm graduating in December. And declare I'm graduating in December. I prayed until I got a note of victory. Guess what happened? They brought out eligibility list. And I was disqualified in both medicine and surgery. They said, I don't have attendance. You can't write exams. Was it was settled in my heart. I told them, I said, go and tell them, if I don't write the exam, nobody will write it. I told people in the car, I said, if I don't write it, nobody will write it. I didn't go to beg anybody. 4 days to the exam, they brought another list. They brought down the attendance requirement. Some people did not write. They brought it down so that my percentage entered eligibility. Are you here? Went and wrote, came out. Are you listening? They are tangibles. They are tangible. A job in a company drops in your heart and they say you are not qualified. It's not up to them. It's up to you. You know what to do. You know what to do. Mastering kingdom systems. And there are cases you fire on all cylinders. As you are fasting and praying, your checkbook is going. Are you listening? You fire on all cylinders. Mastering kingdom systems. Don't be a believer that is waiting for things to happen to him. You say, why are good things not happening to me? You are wasting your time. Happen to things. Oh, glory to God. My time is up. Let me just wrap up the teaching today. Please permit me. My time is up. Amen. I think I'm a polite pastor. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, I feel that I'll keep you until they lock the door. Nobody should go out. I think I'll be very nice. So please, let's have a flow. Glory to God. All right, things to do when you want to leap at mega opportunities. Number one, seasons of consecration in prayer and thinking. I've mentioned that. This is how to deal with the clouds, okay? And then you birth the necessary courage that you need. Remember, focus is your friend. In seasons of great opportunities that doesn't look like you, focus is your friend. Focus is your friend. If you can have focus, you have the season of consecration, praying and thinking. There's what we call think, pray. Remember, you are praying, you are listening. You are praying, you are thinking. You are praying, you are expecting thoughts to come to you. Very important. Very important. And then you are focused. It's not time to be distracted here and there. It's not time to be busy here and there. No. You focus. You pay attention. Your mind is set on the results you're expecting. That's the first thing. Okay, seasons of consecration. So I'm giving you the keys to jump in now. Are you listening? Seasons of consecration. Because focus is your friend. Number two, fire and then aim. Fire and then aim. Last week I told you about analysis paralysis, right? That the business people use. Fire, then aim. Just step out. Just start doing it. Then you now remember who you need to employ. Then employ someone. Are you listening? Fire, then aim. People, part of the reason people go gradually is they want to aim. Then the quill is gone. Aim. I put in aim. The guy slowly away. In life, once you see the target, you fire, then aim. What an irony. Glory to God. You fire, then aim. You don't say, okay, I need investors. Have you even started a business? Okay. I need investors. Have you ordered for the things? Glory to God. May God give you his understanding. You fire, then aim. I'm rushing now. You fire, then aim. At least apply for it. Get the admission.
Glory to God. They say, okay, I'll need 10,000 pounds. I'll need 10,000 pounds. You've gotten the admission. You have your transcript. Everything is ready. You now begin to aim. How do I get the money? You know, all the things I hate hearing is, have you written JAMB? No, sir. There's no money. We're still gathering money for me to go to school. How much is JAMB? 5,000. Do you have the 5,000? Yes. Or see, if I get the admission and there's no money, how will you do? I'm even angry as I'm saying it. My dad told me something years ago. You know, I had this friend who was around, who the parents did not really have much. And he told the guy, he came to see me. So I said, why are you not preparing to go to school? We're done with high school. Why are you not preparing to go to school? Say his parents don't have resources and all that. My dad told him, he said, you know something? As I've lived very long, like I've lived for some years, he said, nobody has ever left school because of money. There are other reasons. Whether they were rusticated, their grade was not good. But for money, I've never seen it happen. He said, what you need to do is to get in. Once you get in, life will float you. What are you talking about? That you don't have money to go to school. That's why I'm not writing JAMB. If you're in that category, God has just spoken to you. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? You fire, then aim. Glory to God. Fire and aim. Did you get that? Remember, you can do it afraid in your head. And remember, nobody was fully prepared before they jumped. Never forget that. Nobody was fully prepared before the jump. Please don't waste this teaching. Put it to work. Lastly, strong mentorship and loyal allies. All right, in seasons of jumping, you can get as much great wisdom as you can. It will help you. Is that okay? And then surround yourself with allies, people that have been there, okay? People that know how it works. Glory to God. Surround yourself. It's not pride. It's not know-it-all. You jumped. You are not there before. So look for people that are around that place. You know, every time, let me say this in closing. Every time a subatomic particle jumps to a higher orbit, it rotates alongside with others. Are you aware? Glory to God. It's an orbital. There's a force that keeps it. It's not a wandering star. It's an orbit. Meaning jumping doesn't mean you jump out of authority. Amen. It doesn't mean you jump out of relationships. Are you listening to me? Is somebody getting something? There's an orbit that holds you. Hallelujah. Rise to your feet. Glory to God. Have you learned something? I know it's some minutes after 12. Let's speak in tongues for 2-3 minutes. Just speak in other tongues. Let this thing rest in your heart. Liga brado sushtepa. Liga brota. Listen, your time is not being wasted. You are getting position for the days to come. You are getting position. Speak in other tongues. Moraba kasa shatakapa. Jelede brende kaposu shatoko prekaposa. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Sukabrokapa. All over this place, can we pray in other tongues? Shabranda kaposu shatoko prekaposa. Just start from somewhere. Speak in tongues. Shipatoko brende kaposu shtepa. Ligom brando zong shdom brandong dan dong dan dong da zong shtepula tosa. Shipatole pronda sushta. Ila topo sushta polapa. Malatongs kepatongs tibaratongs. Shepetong grazipandong dentus. Shapatola tongs kipatos. Shipatola pronda kapasa. Lord, thank you. Our hearts are established in this truth that we have heard. Testimonies, testimonies. The spirit of faith. I want you to pray for two things. Lord, the spirit of faith, the spirit of wisdom. The spirit of faith, the spirit of wisdom. Malakos. Shapatosa, the spirit of faith, the spirit of wisdom.
wisdom. Mandeke brenda kapom skalida kombrakos. Shebetola pronda sushtapa. Shedaka brenda kapos. Shedaka brakapos. Shedaka brakapos. Shedaka brakaposa. Litopos. Shedapos. Shepetos salito. Shepetons. Shepetons. Rapatons. Tepatosa. The spirit of faith is upon us. The spirit of faith. Listen, you cannot jump without the spirit of faith. Can you pray seriously? Lord, upon me, the spirit of faith for the next level. The spirit of faith for the next dimension. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All eyes closed by your hearts in this place. I want to give some people the privacy of this moment. You are here this morning and you have not given your heart to the Lord. I want to pray for you. You are saying, Pastor, pray for me. I don't have a relationship with God. Listen, being in church and being in Christ are not the same thing. Having a relationship with the Lord accepting the sacrifice of his son for you is what is at the heart of God. What we preach is relationship, not religion. Right where you are saying, Pastor, pray for me. I want to be born again. I want to give my heart to Christ. I want to receive his life, his righteousness. I want my sins forgiven. I want a relationship with the Lord. Right where you are, I want you to raise your hand and somebody is going to get to you. Raise your hand. The last thing on your mind is to be ashamed. Jesus died for you publicly. You cannot be ashamed of him. Just raise your hand where you are. You are saying, Pastor, pray for me. Just raise your hand at half marks. Raise your right hand fully right where you are. Am I going to pray with you? Everybody's going to pray with you. You are saying, I want a relationship with the Lord. I want to be born again. I want to give my heart to the Lord. I want my sins forgiven. I want a new life. Raise your hand where you are. Just raise your hand where you are. Liga barato sushtepa. Mando kepra. Liga bar. Raise it high. Raise it high. There's somebody here. God is talking to you. Raise it high. Nothing to be ashamed of. Liga porabakapa. Nigapo. I want the counselors. Just reach them where they are. Reach them where they are. They are not coming forward. Liga zon shtepura badaladabasa. Liga Brunda, Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we give you praise. We thank you. We thank you for the ushering of a new season. We thank you for testimonies bursting forth from this series. We thank you for testimonies breaking out from this series. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you for a new momentum as we prepare for the outpouring. We thank you for the release of the storehouse of heaven for us. In the name of Jesus. I can't hear your amen. Father, we thank you. We thank you for strengthening feeble knees. We thank you for holding our hands. We thank you for causing us to leap over worlds and run through troops. We give you praise and we give you glory. We thank you for financial jumps in this place. We thank you for testimonies of financial leaps. We thank you for testimonies of business leaps. We thank you for testimonies of ministry leaps. We thank you for testimonies of marital leaps. We thank you for testimonies of career leaps. We thank you for testimonies of academic leaps. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Lift your hands, everyone. Lord, everyone faced with an opportunity to jump, I release courage to their hearts. I release the things they need, the men, the materials, the money that they require in this season. I release it to their hands in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, thank you for great testimonies. I heard that, Lord. I don't know who believed. Listen, brethren, let your faith reach out. I'm not wasting my time. Let your faith reach out. Lord, everyone whose heart is reaching out for something bigger than where they are. Everyone under the sound of my voice who is tired of status quo. who is tired of going round the same cycle. Lipapo shepata, lipopoto sipata, shepatola poratilapa, shepatolapa. I break them into the new. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break them into the new. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break them into the new. Thank you, blessed Father. Thank you, precious Redeemer. We give you praise and we give you glory. Give the Lord the loudest.
We believe the Word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.